This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. I only have 90 seconds for a quick intro here today. Friday, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is going to be preaching the word this week. I'll be there as well. I'd love to meet and greet you. If you're free, if you're looking for a church home, why don't you come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 10:30. Here on the radio, this is the last part of this message now and our last study and program in the book of Galatians. Next week, a week from this Sunday, I'll be preaching a sermon called How's Your Diet? It's taken out of Hebrews chapter 5, where the author of Hebrews tells us we're either on milk or solid food. Solid food is for the mature, those who by reasons of use have their senses exercised. The Greek word gymnos. Have their senses exercised to discern good from evil. How you doing on that? That's what that sermon's going to be a week from Sunday. But let's go right back to the word now. Enjoy this message today here in Galatians chapter 6. The end of the story. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Love to see you out of church this week. We'll be back again here on the radio on Monday morning, Matthew chapter 24. What'll be the signs of your coming?
See, this verse explains everything. Why God treats people different in this dispensation of time than he did back then. Because the wrath of God and the punishment for sins has been poured out on his Son. In Galatians 3:24, we read that the law was temporary, served a specific purpose. Therefore, it says the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Chapter 4, Paul gives them this warning. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored in vain. That's verse 11. These people were falling away from the true faith. In chapter 5, we're going to see exactly that. Chapter 5, verse 3. I testify again to every man that becomes circumcised. He is now obligated to keep the whole law. You have become estranged. You ever watched divorce court before? Talk about irreconcilable differences. Estranged. You see it. They're estranged from their spouse. Well, here, people that are getting circumcised to get right with God, Paul calls them estranged or severed, not part of the vine anymore. And you wonder why your prayers don't get answered and why you're running against the wind and why you fail at everything that you do. Look, I'll show you my faith by my works, James wrote. You will do good works, but you can't do them to earn God's pleasure. You have no choice but to do good works if your name's in the book of life, right? Read James. Me and Bob were talking about it before. We're supposed to be doing good. That's right. Read in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. I'll show you my faith by my works. Okay, chapter 5. Again, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. Also in chapter 5, we learn about the nine fruits of the Spirit. love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Last chapter before I drop. Last chapter. Last week, Paul warned us, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. Remember, Hosea wrote, he who sows wind reaps a whirlwind. It's coming back at you. We see people today seemingly getting away with murder, but don't be deceived, Paul wrote. God is not mocked. Remember my sermon from last week? If everyone wants it, I got two or three copies right here. We looked at different people and groups that mock God, like the Supreme Court of the United States, mocking God. Now, let's start our sermon today in chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart, King James says, if we don't faint. Meaning, don't give up because of evil in the world. Remember what Paul wrote in the book of Romans. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. You're to fight all the evil out there by doing good and by love. Love is the great Holy Ghost fire extinguisher. It's love. So how can I stop becoming weary and well-doing with all the evil in the world out here? Answer, by remembering who you were doing the good for and for what reasons. Ephesians 6:7, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. Also, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Also, Jesus said in Matthew 25:40, inasmuch as you did this to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Remember who you're serving. Let me say, too, don't become Bible prophecy. What do you mean by that? Well, it's Matthew 24:9. Jesus said, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. Don't let that happen to you. Evil is all around us. Let me just encourage you to continue to do good and love people. People that don't deserve it. You are God's hands and feet here on earth. You. Just like the Uncle Sam poster. The man with the beard. I want you. Verse 10, Paul makes it clear. Our giving and support and help should be done to the believers first that need help. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Meaning, let's take care of the believers first that need your help. Then if you have so much extra spare money, I'll be nice. You can help the unbelievers in the other side of the world that would spit in Jesus' eye. If you're so led to help them, help the believers first. Help those that are dying for the name of Jesus first, instead of the unbelievers. Verse 11, see with what large letters I have written to you, with my own hand. See, this letter was so serious that Paul wrote it himself. They used to have what's called an amanuensis. There was a scribe. Someone would write. These guys would speak or dictate the letters, and someone would write it out for them. This was so serious that Paul wrote it himself. Also, large letters is because, like me, he had terrible eyesight. There's this one lady who writes a fundraiser check to the radio station and, like, painted the order of, she's got, like, over here off on the side. Her eyesight is so bad, but I guess the bank knows. The bank probably would think it's a forgery if she wrote it on pay to the order of. It's so bad. Likewise, his eyesight, too. Look at these large letters I've written to you. Verse 12, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only so that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised so that they can boast in your flesh. Sounds like Jack Van Impe when I used to watch that on TV. Welcome to Jack Van Impe, over 1 million saved. I'm like, what is this, McDonald's? It took him 50 years to get to 1 million, and then like 6 weeks later, it had 2 million. I says, wow, this guy is increasing like knowledge on the earth. It took you 50 years to get to 1 million and 6 months to get to 2. Now they don't have anything on there. But that's boasting in someone else's flesh. Don't count the numbers. You don't know anyway. Let God count the numbers. You preach the gospel. Leave the counting like David found out. Don't count your numbers. Leave it to someone else to count the numbers. The cross brings persecution, does it not? That's the truth of the matter. Always has and it always will. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Everywhere you look for the past 2,000 years, persecution has followed the cross, wherever it goes and wherever it's spread. Again, like I said earlier, the reason being, all of life, my friends, is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle for the souls of men, women, and children, the whole world over. And you are either on God's side or you're on the enemy's side. The enemy will stir up strife and persecution whenever the message of the cross is preached to prisoners of sin. Remember that. It's Ephesians 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul didn't mind. Verse 14, he said, God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross. That's why we sung songs about the cross and the blood this morning. Though we do that every week. God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Isaac Watts wrote that great hymn. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Because Jesus Christ set me free. And God's got amnesia with my sins. Now I'm happy all the day. I leave you, I guess we'll close off with verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.